think that I and I think the majority of people across the state have been frustrated 3.5 years on since the Anglo investigation started that there was very little action. We've seen 3 arrests in the last 2 days and charges being brought forward. Obviously, we have to allow the judicial process to take its course of action, and I would have concerns in relation to white-collar crime that it doesn't go punished to the same level as other crimes, but at least that we're seeing some action and, you know, people want to see justice done. The ongoings within Anglo-Irish Bank bankrupt our country, not only the bank, and therefore people need to be held accountable and the necessary punishment needs to be meted out.
Would you question the 3.5 year process? Is this investigation taking too long?
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. I have questioned it. I've raised this with the Minister for Finance just in the last number of weeks in relation to the resources that were available to the Office of Enforcement, Corporate Enforcement. I don't think that it should have taken this long. I understand that it is a complex matter. And I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. We need to see a proper investigation that sees all people that were culpable in the economic collapse of the state brought before the courts. And if the laws aren't there that are robust enough, then we need to bring those laws in. I think that we have to ensure that this isn't allowed to fizzle out, that people want accountability, and that as years goes on, maybe people's memories won't be as sharp as they were. But in my view, that at the end of the day, this is people who stole from the state. This bank has now, taking money from the pockets of ordinary people as a result of its actions, and whoever was responsible for that there needs to be held accountable.